Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The shortstop, Leo Cardenas. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rich Reese. Batting sixth. The catcher, Paul Ratliff. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jim Holt. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Danny Thompson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Hall. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Tom Hall. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The second baseman, Sid O'Brien. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Rich McKinney. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bob Spence. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. And now, play ball. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKinney fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spence fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a fly ball into right field. Melton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio bunts towards third. Killebrew fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Williams moves to second. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a pop-up towards first. Reese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spence scoops it up and throws to first, with Horlan covering, for the out. One out. Paul Ratliff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ratliff hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ratliff moves to second. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into center field. Berry picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Berry. Ratliff scores. Holt moves to third. It's 1-0, Twins. Tom Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spence scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hall for the out. Thompson moves to second. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Holt. The slide. Josephson applies the tag. Holt is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry takes first base on ball four. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 1 in the game. Tovar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-0, Twins. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0 for 1 in the game. Reese hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio strikes out. Two outs. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Brien hits a fly ball into left field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Paul Ratliff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ratliff is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ratliff strikes out. One out. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Holt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Brien scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Holt moves to second. Two outs. Tom Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Holt scores. It's 4-0, Twins. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hall moves to third. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cardenas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hall scores. There goes Tovar trying to get to home. Berry throws the ball into Josephson, who tags Tovar, who came all the way from first, for the out. It's 5-0, Twins. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton strikes out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-1 in the game. Josephson hits a fly ball into left field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0-for-1 in the game. McKinney hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Reese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-0, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-2 in the game. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Brien scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Ratliff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ratliff is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ratliff hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-1 in the game. Spence takes first base on ball 4. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Berry hits a fly ball into left field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Knoop pinch hits for Joe Horlin. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Spence moves to second. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to second for the out. Spence moves to third. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Magnuson now pitching. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Holt hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Thompson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Josephson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Brien hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. Melton hits a fly ball into left field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-2 in the game. Josephson hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0-for-2 in the game. McKinney strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7. With the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Tovar hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cardenas is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Spence strikes out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Barry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw pinch hits for Jim Magnuson. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a line drive into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Barry moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Holt. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Barry scores. Williams moves to third. It's 6-1, Twins. Bill Zepp now pitching. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. O'Brien hits a line drive into left field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Miller now pitching. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-1, Twins. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-3 in the game. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spence scoops it up and throws to first, with Miller covering, for the out. One out. Paul Ratliff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ratliff is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ratliff takes first base on ball 4. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Holt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ratliff moves to third. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Thompson hits a line drive into right field. Melton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ratliff tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 8-1, Twins. Bill Zepp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zepp is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 8, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Quilici now playing second base. Danny Thompson now playing third base. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-3 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-3 in the game. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0-for-3 in the game. McKinney hits a fly ball into left field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 8, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Tovar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Cardenas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tovar moves to third. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Tovar scores. Cardenas moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 9-1, Twins. Herman Hill pinch runs for Tony Oliva. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Cardenas moves to third. 2 outs. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-4 in the game. Reese takes first base on ball 4. Paul Ratliff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ratliff is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ratliff strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 9, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Herman Hill now playing right field. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Spence hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berry for the out. Spence moves to second. 1 out. Gale Hopkins pinch hits for Bob Miller. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Quilici scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Spence moves to third. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zepp fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.